Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre hikes minimum support price of 14 Kharif crops, also extends 1.5% interest subvention scheme for Kisan credit card loans till current financial year. Government also gives nod to around 3,400 crore rupees for multi-tracking projects of railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. India's multi-party delegations continue to expose Pakistani cross-border terrorism globally. Indonesia, Greece and other countries extend unequivocal support for India's zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism. IMD forecasts very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in northeast region, south interior Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu for tomorrow. And India wins gold in 4 into 400 meter mixed relay at Asian Athletics Championships in South Korea. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved an increase in the minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP की रिपोर्ट पर 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए आज कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है. तो जितने भी क्रॉप्स हैं हर एक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
The highest absolute increase in MSP over the previous year has been recommended for Niger seed at 820 rupees per quintal, followed by ragi at 596 per quintal, cotton at 589 rupees per quintal and sesamum at 579 rupees per quintal. Among pulses, MSP of tur has been increased by 450 rupees per quintal, moong by 86 rupees. The Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. The government has approved 15,642 crore rupees.
The cost of working capital has been reduced by having interest subvention scheme. 4% per 2 lakh rupay tak ka kisano ko capital mile, wo dhyan rakha gaya hai is scheme mein. 7% nominal rate hai, usme 1.5% subvention hai, aur 3% hai prompt repayment incentive. Effectively, jo nikla hai, usme ye hai ki kareeb 4% pe kisano ko 2 lakh rupay tak ka loan milta hai. 449 banks or financial institutions is scheme mein jude hue hain.
The Cabinet also gave the nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The total estimated cost of the project is 3,399 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2029-30.
इस साल भारतीय रेलवे वर्ल्ड में सेकंड लार्जेस्ट कार्गो कैरिंग रेलवे बनी है. 1.6 बिलियन टन्स कार्गो कैरी किया पिछले साल और ये एक डिसाइसिव जंप है और इसका एनवायरनमेंट पे बहुत बड़ा बेनिफिट मिला है. बिकॉज व्हेन यू कंपेयर हाईवे एंड रेलवे CO2 एमिशंस आर प्रैक्टिकली 95% लेस इन रेलवेज और कंट्री की लॉजिस्टिक्स कॉस्ट में भी इसका बेनिफिट मिलता है. बिकॉज कॉस्ट बाय ट्रांसपोर्टेशन जो रेलवे और हाईवे को कंपेरिजन करो तो रेलवे की कॉस्ट आधे से कम है.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of the four-lane Badvel-Nellore corridor with a length of over 108 kilometers at a cost of around 3,653 crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh on NH67 on design, build, finance, operate, transfer mode. India's industrial production growth measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, slowed to 2.7% in April as compared to the growth rate of 3% in March. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the three major components of IIP, manufacturing, rose 3.4%, electricity generation grew by 1.1%, while mining output contracted marginally by 0.2% in April. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India's right to defend its people against acts of terror has been recognized by countries across the world. Addressing a program at the Embassy of Italy to celebrate the Italian National Day in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Italy's solidarity and support to India following the barbaric terror attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. He said India believes that the world will have zero tolerance for terrorism and cross-border terrorism.
We are thankful, Ambassador, for Italy's solidarity and support to India following the barbaric terror attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. India gave a firm, resolute and measured response by destroying the relevant terror centers and launch pads. India's right to defend its people against acts of terror has also been recognized by countries across the world. We believe that the world will have zero tolerance for terrorism and cross-border terrorism.
India's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. New Delhi garnered unequivocal support from world leaders. A report.
Sanjay Jha-led delegation called on Secretary General of ASEAN, Dr. Cao Kim Hoon, and briefed him on Pahalgam terror attack. The Secretary General condemned all forms and acts of terrorism.
This is a bipartisan delegation from the Parliament of India. As you know, as in India, we have comprehensive strategic partnership, and their interest, of course, in the issue of transnational crime, how we can work together to address issues such as terrorism, to focus on counter-terrorism cooperation.
Another all-party parliamentary delegation led by DMK MP Kanimoji was received in Greece. She thanked Greece for standing with India and condemning terrorism, saying terrorism does not stop at Indian soil alone.
This is to emphasize and tell the world that India stands as one. When India is being attacked, all political parties stand together because we represent the people of our nation, which are anguished by what has happened in our soil recently. And we thank Greece for standing with us and condemning terrorism.
In Rome, another all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad held a meeting with the President of the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee of the Senate, Stefania Craxi.
There have been always requests for a dialogue, but Pakistan never adhered to that. Pakistan is a country where terrorism as an instrument of state policy is being practiced. India gave a decisive strike. We only destroyed terrorist hideouts. Large number of terrorists were killed. Proportionate escalatory only against terrorists.
With Anand Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Subedar Joginder Singh, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Sino-Indian War in 1962.
During the 1962 Sino-Indian War, Subedar Joginder Singh led a platoon in Tawang sector of Nefa, holding a strategic position on a ridge in the Tongpengla area on the Bamla axis. On October 20th, his platoon observed a significant Chinese troop buildup across the McMahon line, signaling an impending attack. At dawn on October 23rd, the Chinese launched a major assault in three waves of roughly 200 soldiers each, supported by artillery and mortar fire. Despite being heavily outnumbered, Subedar Singh's platoon offered fierce resistance, repelling the first wave with heavy enemy casualties. Wounded in the thigh, he refused evacuation and continued to inspire his men. As the final and most forceful wave advanced, with ammunition depleted and few men remaining, Subedar Singh took control of a light machine gun, inflicting significant damage. When the situation became desperate, he and his remaining soldiers charged the enemy with fixed bayonets. They engaged in close combat, killing many before being overwhelmed. For his extraordinary courage, leadership and devotion to duty, Subedar Joginder Singh was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saklain Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu tomorrow. The Met Department predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Odisha, Telangana, West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. Meanwhile, the IMD has predicted light to moderate rainfall in Gujarat and heavy rains at isolated places in the coastal region over the next 5 days. We have a report.
Talking to Akashwani, the director of IMD Ahmedabad, A.K. Das, said heavy rains accompanied by strong winds and thunderstorm are likely at isolated places in districts of South Gujarat and Saurashtra over the next 2 days, whereas the intensity of rains is likely to reduce after 2 days.
आज भी रेनफॉल का भी वार्निंग है, थंडरस्टॉर्म के साथ लाइटनिंग भी रहने का वार्निंग है और उसके साथ लाइट टू मॉडरेट रेन भी आइसोलेटेड जगह में पूर्वानुमान है। इसमें जो हैवी रेनफॉल वाला डिस्ट्रिक्ट है सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में आ रहा है, अमरेली भावनगर और साउथ गुजरात रीजन में भरूच, नर्मदा, नवसारी, वलसाड, दांग, सूरत, तापी, दादरा नगर हवेली।
The fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea from 30th May to 1st of June. Meanwhile, Navsari, Dang and Valsad regions in the state received light showers today. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
After a week of relentless downpour, Maharashtra experienced a brief respite from rainfall in the latter half of the day. While precipitation subsided across most parts of the state, certain regions continued to endure heavy showers. IMD has issued a red alert for Nagpur district. In Manipur, 10 MLAs called on the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Raj Bhavan in Imphal today and urged the governor to expedite the formation of a popular government in the state. A press release issued from the Raj Bhavan said the team of MLAs belonging to different political parties along with the governor discussed the law and order and political situation in the state. The team also submitted a memorandum to the governor on these issues and urged the governor to expedite the formation of a popular government in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh from tomorrow. During his visit, he will inaugurate, dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 70,000 crore rupees. India has successfully defended its 4 into 400 metres mixed relay title at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea today. The Indian quartet, Rupal Chaudhary, Santosh Kumar Tamilarasan, Vishal TK and Subha Venkatesan, clocked 3 minutes 18.12 seconds to win the gold, comfortably ahead of China and Sri Lanka. In badminton, India's top men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sai Raj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty made a winning return at the Singapore Open Super 750 badminton tournament today. They beat Malaysia's Chung Hon Chian and Muhammad Haikal 21-16 and 21-13 in just under 40 minutes in the round of 32. It was Sattvik and Chirag's second win over the 41st-ranked Malaysian pair. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre hikes minimum support price of 14 Kharif crops, also extends 1.5% interest subvention scheme for Kisan credit card loans till current financial year. Government also gives nod to around 3,400 crore rupees for multi-tracking projects of railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. India's multi-party delegations continue to expose Pakistani cross-border terrorism globally. Indonesia, Greece and other countries extend unequivocal support for India's zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism. IMD forecasts very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in northeast region, south interior Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu for tomorrow, when India wins gold in 400 to 400 meter mixed relay at Asian Athletics Championships in South Korea. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.